It really is. I'm not ready for that yet. The leaves are starting to change in some areas, and we're getting ready for that.
Yeah, and the temps definitely, you can feel it, which brings us to getting your home ready for fall.
Yeah, it's about maximizing the next few weeks of, having that outside time that you can really prepare your house for winter and those fire safety things that some people just don't think too much about when everything's going on and it's still nice out. We want to still hope that it's summer, but it turns really quick around here, so we want everybody to be prepared for that. And it kind of starts with getting your house ready to get warm. And our heater wanted to kick on this weekend on Saturday night
Did
into Sunday, so we were, oh boy, make sure that we're really, paying attention to making sure that we get someone on the schedule to come out and clean that furnace and replace the filters. And sometimes over the summer, we start storing things around our furnace because we're not using it. It's not on regularly. So people start stacking boxes and use it as storage in that area. But you do need to maintain that space around your furnace free and clear of all things that you want to
Right.
keep around there for a few reasons. One is definitely a fire hazard, but also if there is a fire in that area or there's a problem in there, you want to be able to access that very quickly and not have to move a lot of things if you have something going on over there that you've got to take care of. It also is a little bit more inviting that you can walk over and change your filter every month as long as you're not blocking off that space. So things to keep in mind there. We close a lot of those heat registers through the summertime too, and making sure that you keep those, you reopen those, get them cleaned out, and make sure that you never close those heat registers more than 20%. You don't want to close them. You want to make sure that they have a little bit of opening so that they're not forcing that heat through into other areas to get it through. It needs to evenly distribute. So those are a few things that, a lot of people don't think too much about, and you're going to walk by them every day and not pay attention to what's going on those little vents on the floor there.
And Sunny, you get a couple of different kinds of fireplaces. Some folks have the gas fireplaces, and some people still burn real wood. What do you say about that?
It's that time to get the chimney sweeps out if you've got real wood burning fireplaces, and making sure that you're storing your wood properly, getting that when you're getting those delivered or bringing it in and stacking it up, making sure you're not putting it too close to the, to your home for combustible reasons.
Right.
Clearly, you want to have some safe space there. Those gas fireplaces, if you need have any concerns about your flue light getting or your pilot light getting lit, making sure that you read that manual. Follow all those instructions for each type. They're all a little bit different. Or call out a professional to do that. Make sure you have a licensed contractor in your home working on your furnace, or you're cleaning out your chimneys, or working on your fireplaces. Those are all really important things. And the last thing we want to make sure you're, as these leaves start falling, that you're looking around your house and making sure none of those exterior vents are clogged or blocked by those tree the all the leaves falling
Yeah.
down. So just things to keep in mind as we get a little closer to it, enjoying this last few weeks of being able to be out in the yards and cleaning up all the debris. And lastly, there's never any open burning in the city limits. So if you want to burn your leaves, if it's something you've done from where you came from, that is just not allowed here in the city limits. So making sure you take care of your yard waste in a different way, because we don't allow that burning here in
Right.
town.
And Sonny, I just also wanted to add, it was a big weekend at Memorial Park this weekend for firefighters across the country.
It absolutely was, and I want to thank the community that came out to support all of our fallen firefighters and their families. It was just very moving to have everybody out there. We estimated about 7,000 people out there, and everyone who came downtown to show their support and be part of that experience, it's much appreciated.
All right. Well, we're glad you had a great turnout. Always good to catch up with you, Sonny. We'll speak to you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. 8:41, KRDO's Morning News. It's Monday.